This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tight. Station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. I feel like a new man today. Wow, I was feeling down yesterday. That dust storm really got to me in Las Vegas. It was 3 days of wind and dust, and I was exhausted, and I was tired, and I was allergic, and I had a sinus headache, and I had crap in my chest, and wow, I feel great today. I just finished filming my weekend show at Real America's Voice, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root, that airs at Real America's Voice tomorrow morning at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. West Coast time. And the guest on the show is none other than Mike Lindell. And guess how Mike Lindell appeared on my show today? He did his interview on Skype, so you could see him from his private jet. He was in the air somewhere in America on his private jet, and he did the whole interview from his luxurious seat in his amazing, you know, $100 million private jet. Pretty cool. If only I could be Mike Lindell. How cool is that? The sponsor of this show is Mike Lindell and his company, MyPillow.com. Great products, whether you want the bed sheets for a great price, whether you want the pillows, whether you want the travel pillows, whether you want the beach blankets, whether you want the beach towels, whether you want the towels, whether you want the slippers, whether you want the dog beds, it doesn't matter. You go to MyPillow.com, you put in the code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, and you get up to 66% off on every one of those products, up to 66% off. They've even got my coffee. That's the only one I can't say I tried it and I love it because I don't drink coffee. I've never drank coffee in my life. Don't like the smell or the taste of coffee. Not my thing. So I have never, ever, ever drank coffee in my entire life. So I didn't drink Mike's coffee. Sorry, Mike. Everything else I've tried, and I love them all. Best high-quality stuff. So I'll bet if I like coffee, I'd love their my coffee, too. Up to 66% off on everything. All right, the great news today. What kind of news we got for you today? Number one, Donald Trump is talking about November 14th as his date to announce he's running for president again. Yay! Donald Trump for president of the United States. Knew that was coming. I knew he wouldn't do it before the midterms because he didn't want to make the whole midterms about Trump. And it worked, by the way. You know, the people, I'll go with them this time. Every once in a while, the rhinos are right. The rhinos said, no, don't do it. You'll make the midterms about you, President Trump. We want the midterms to be about the terrible economy and inflation and the open borders. And it really did work. The midterms are not about President Trump. I don't even hear anyone mentioning Trump. Funny enough, there's almost no mention of Trump in any of the ads I see in Nevada. Every TV ad I see is about one thing, abortion. Or maybe I should say it's about three things. Abortion, abortion, and abortion. It's the local law firm of abortion, abortion, and abortion in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's all they talk about. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, abortion, abortion, abortion. There isn't even a mention of President Trump. So good. The election wasn't about President Trump. It's about abortion for Democrats. It's about inflation for Republicans. And I know who I bet on. I bet on inflation every time. People are not thinking about abortion right now. It's not their number one issue. It's not number 100 on 1 to 100 when the economy's bad and people are losing their shirts. So the first bit of good news is that Trump is now, he stayed out of it. The election will be about inflation, and we're going to win a huge, incredible red landslide. And then as soon as you win the big red landslide, along comes Trump to scream, "See, I told you so. Everyone wants me back. Look how bad the country is under a Biden with me gone. Everybody wants me back, and I'm back. I'm running for president again." Perfect timing after the midterms. And then number two, reports are out through Vanity Fair magazine, of all places, Liberal Vanity Fair, claims that they have it from many big donors of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, that he has said he is reconsidering running for president, and if Trump runs, he will not run. He knows that it's Trump's to win. I have so many friends who think they're smarter than everybody else, and they come up to me and they say, Trump, you and your Trump. DeSantis is the candidate. It's not Trump. DeSantis wouldn't even get, he wouldn't get within 40 points of Trump. Trump would win in a landslide, and that would hurt badly DeSantis' future credibility. DeSantis will be the president of the United States in 2028 if he plays his cards right, if he serves on Trump's ticket as VP, or if he just waits it out and runs in 2028. I believe DeSantis will be the Republican nominee for president. I will enthusiastically support him. He's fantastic. And he has a great shot to win the whole thing in 2028 and follow Trump. And then we got a country that we've saved with a Republican Congress coming up in a few days, victory there, and then a new Republican president in 2024, and then we extend it with DeSantis in 2028 as president. Boy, if we got a winner, and America's back on track, and America's saved. But if DeSantis were to run now, he would lose badly to Trump and totally hurt his career, and not even have a chance to be the vice president on Trump's ticket if he runs against him and is disloyal. That would be an ultimate show of disloyalty. Trump is the candidate. Now, let me tell you some of the reasons why Trump's the candidate. I want you to think about this. First of all, people just, until they have facts thrown in their face, they just don't remember things. Trump got the most votes of any sitting president in history in 2020. Trump got the most votes of any Republican in the history of America in 2020. The most votes of any sitting president and the most votes of any Republican ever, and the most increase in votes from the first term to the second term of a president. No one's ever gotten an extra 11.5 million votes. Matter of fact, Barack Obama went down from 2008 to 2012. He got less votes the second time around because he was a very unpopular president. Trump got 11.5 million new votes. How do you say that man shouldn't be your nominee? Who would beat that man who got the most votes in history of any president on either side and got the most votes of any Republican in history and the most extra votes of any candidate ever, or I should say any president ever, between the first and second term? So have you forgotten that? Your memory is that short? That guy is your candidate. Ron DeSantis has never run for president. You have no idea what he's going to get. Okay, now number two. How quickly they forget number two. When Donald Trump was president, he created one of the great economies of all time. America was humming. We went from destroyed industrially, manufacturing-wise, under Obama, to fantastic under Trump. Our economy exploded. Manufacturers exploded. The manufacturer index of happiness, satisfaction exploded. Small business index exploded. Everybody was happy. Everyone who owned a business was happy. The economy was great. And the lowest black unemployment in history, lowest Latino unemployment in history, the lowest female unemployment in 50 years, the lowest gay unemployment, I'm sure, in history, if they ever measured that, but they don't, because you don't know who's gay and who's not. But I'm sure it was the lowest gay unemployment. Heck, if you measured it, I'll bet it was the lowest Muslim unemployment in history. I'll bet it was both the lowest Muslim and the lowest Jewish unemployment in history. Trump did it for everyone, straight or gay, male or female, white or black. It did not matter. Trump's economy was great. And when you talk about middle-class Americans, I'm not talking about white or black or Latino, just all middle-class Americans of all races. Trump created the biggest increase in middle-class income anyone's ever seen in modern history. And lowered everyone's taxes. How does anyone... And we had peace all over the world. And we had a secure border. Have you forgotten all that? Trump's our candidate. Trump's the next president. Why would anybody in the whole world support anybody but Trump, knowing all those things that he actually did as president? As good as DeSantis is, and let me tell you, DeSantis is great. He's the best governor ever. But as good as he is, he's never been president, and he has never produced those results as president. Trump's already done it. So how can you support anyone but him? So the good news is Trump is running. The other good news is it looks like, if Vanity Fair is telling the truth, DeSantis is reconsidered, and he is not running. He will not run against Trump. I think from the moment Mar-a-Lago was raided, DeSantis knew that Trump had just become a martyr and the most popular politician in America, at least for Republicans, and that he was not going to run, as in DeSantis was not going to run. So there's your story. The second biggest story today, besides the knowledge that Trump will run and maybe DeSantis won't, is that NBC put up a story earlier today and then quietly removed the story And the story was about the police report involving Paul Pelosi. And the report says that when the police rang the doorbell or knocked on the door, who opened it? Paul Pelosi. And he didn't indicate there was any emergency. He indicated that he didn't say a word about any emergency at all. And if there was an emergency and someone was holding you hostage, how would you ever answer the door, number one? And number two, if you did answer the door, and he was in his boxers when he answered the door, wouldn't you bolt out the door and grab the policeman and say, "Help me, help me, Lynn, get me out of here, he's going to kill me"? Instead, he turned around and went back in the house. He could have run to the police, but he didn't run to the police. And he went back in the house and walked towards David, you know, the illegal immigrant that he said on the phone was his friend and he knew his name. He walked back to David in his boxer shorts, and then David hit him with a hammer right in front of the police. That's how he got hit with the hammer in front of the police. I always wondered what it meant. He walked right up to the guy and got hit with the hammer. Doesn't that tell you it's a domestic dispute? I mean, I'm just guessing here, but psychology says if a stranger's holding you hostage and the police, and he lets you answer the door, you run. You run for your life into the arms of the police and get away from that door. Get as far away from that house as you can. Pull you back to the police cars and the SWAT vehicles. But if you knew the guy, if there was some sort of a affair going on, because Nancy's out of town, I'm just saying, allegedly, maybe, then you wouldn't run. You'd go back in and say, "Everything's okay. Let's calm things down with my friend." I told you the whole story stunk to high heaven. Stunk. Way down the roots. Again, I'm just surmising. I'm just guessing. Just an educated guess. Something's been wrong with the Pelosi story for the first day. He always gets in life or death trouble when Nancy leaves the house. Something's wrong with that story. Wayne Alaroot here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETFs minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to Lindell TV. The Wayne Allyn Root Show, run on Filgen, as well as USA Radio Network. Just coming off filming, and I'm exhausted, filming my Real America's Voice TV show, which will air tomorrow morning at noon East Coast time, 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific. You notice I keep mentioning that Central now. It's so unfair that you Central time people get left out all the time, that you are left to fend for yourselves and figure out that it's an hour earlier. I think by now you figured out when someone says noon Eastern, it means 11 Central. But I like to say it to show you that I never leave you out. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you own a small business or a medium business or even a big business or even a billion-dollar business, it doesn't matter what state you're in. If you're in one of 49 states other than Nevada, or even if you own a business outside the United States, I don't care if you're in Ecuador, I don't care if you're in England, you should open a Nevada LLC, a Nevada Limited Liability Corporation, because Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the good old safe United States of America. Nevada is like Nevada's like the Switzerland, the Luxembourg, or the Monte Carlo of America. Low taxes, safe place to park your money. And anonymity, right? In Switzerland, you get anonymity. So if you're a business owner, a real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, you want a Nevada LLC, no matter where you live. Nevada laws protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. You don't have to live here. Anyone can open a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. And all you do is go to their website. Their website is NevadaWAR.com, Nevada War, W-A-R, NevadaWAR.com. And you go to their website, and they give you a free report on how you can do it and why it makes sense to do it and how they are the ones that should help you do it, because they are brilliant and they've done this for decades and decades for tens of thousands of businesses. Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Go to NevadaWAR.com. Nevada, W-A-R, from Wayne L. Root, NevadaWar.com, and get your free report on how to do it. Free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and assets with a Nevada LLC. All right, so let's dig back a little bit into the story from Paul Pelosi, because NBC, an award-winning NBC reporter, wrote the story based on what he read in the police report. And he said Pelosi did not immediately declare an emergency when he answered the front door or try to leave his home. After a knock by the police and an announcement that it was the police at the front door, the 82-year-old did not seem hysterical, did not, you know, seem like something was wrong. He did not declare an emergency or try to leave his home. Instead, he began walking several feet back into the foyer towards the assailant and away from the police. And that's the guy who then hit him with the hammer in front of the police and fractured his skull. Why would you do that? If you didn't know the guy and it wasn't a lover spat, why would you do that? What's more, Pelosi and the attacker, David DePape, were reportedly alone for more than 30 minutes. More than 30 minutes. NBC report contradicts federal charging statement in Paul Pelosi attack. NBC reporter Miguel Amigar reported on the Today Show that accused attacker David DePape and Paul Pelosi were alone in the home for 30 minutes. Now NBC News has deleted the clip of their own reporter, Miguel Amigar, from their Twitter feed and scrubbed it from their website. Can you believe this stuff? Is this really America? My God. Well, I guess I should have known, right? How many scandals were involved with the JFK assassination, the Robert F. Kennedy assassination, all kinds of things, Martin Luther King assassination. A neighbor living across from the Pelosi's who was awake when the assault took place did not hear an alarm, did not hear yelling, screaming, did not hear anything unusual. They were completely awake when it all happened. It's one of the quietest streets in the city, she said. You can hear a pin drop at night. Another odd part about this story. She doesn't recall ever hearing the Pelosi's alarm go off in the past, though she's heard others in the neighborhood. Marjorie Campbell, a former neighbor of the Pelosi's for 10 years, told the Daily Mail she recalled fleets of black SUVs surrounding the house around the clock when Nancy stayed there. Does it make sense to you that Nancy was away, so all of them were gone? You mean if you're the wife or the husband of the number two in line to be president, the security leaves when you leave and the wife or husband is left alone to fend for themselves if attacked? Really? That's like saying when Obama or Trump or Biden left the White House, anytime they left, Melania would be left home alone. Michelle would be left home alone. Jill would be left home alone at the White House with no police, no Capitol Police, no Secret Service. Really? So you leave the spouse alone. Does any of this make sense to anyone? Only if you assume there was hanky-panky going on. Same guy who got in trouble only a few weeks ago, drunk driving, and he had a friend in the car. A friend.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
President Joe Biden recently remarked that oil companies could face higher taxes if they don't lower the gap between wholesale and market prices. Oil company CEOs have denied unfounded allegations by Democrats that price gouging is taking place at the pump amid record profits for companies like ExxonMobil. Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz calls out the Biden administration for waging war on American energy from day one.
Dave, we got to remember the Biden administration actually, they blamed the Putin price hike, but that was actually caused by the day one decision of declaring war on domestic energy production.
Everything that we suffer
right here is because of that, including this the incredible inflation we're suffering right now.
Researchers are continuing to look into a Christian monastery that was discovered in the Middle East.
An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The roots on fire. I want to make sure I thank the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is Energized Health. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health. They are the superstars of losing body fat. Not body weight. This is not Weight Watchers. It's not about losing weight. Because, by the way, I'm on their program, and in the first 88 days I was on the program, I dropped 25 pounds of body fat, but I didn't really lose much weight. I think I lost at one point maybe like 6 pounds. I think now it's only like 3 pounds. But it was the way my body was shaped, totally changed. They're amazing. This program is amazing. Changed my life. Lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in 88 days, and now it's been 2 years, and I've kept it all off. So go now to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, click on the red button, and watch their master class, and you'll learn about the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. Those are the life changers, game changers. And right now, Energize Health is offering my fans the Wayne Root Decisive Action Discount. Write that down. War Decisive Action Discount, 40% off. You got to ask for the Wayne Root Decisive Action Discount, 40% off. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. My guest is with me, Nikki Ballou. Nikki Ballou is an Ontario, Canada resident and entrepreneur, top 10 iTunes podcast host, co-author of my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Books. I guess that makes it our book. And he is all-around great guy and an immigrant from Iran to Canada, and wants to talk about what's happening in Iran and why we should be standing with the Iranian people who are fighting their despotic government. So, Nikki Ballou, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show. How are you?
I'm blessed and grateful, brother. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, man. God bless you.
So, first of all, tell us what exactly is happening in Iran, because too many of us are not paying attention, because there's so much going on in the world. In America, let me just speak for myself. You're in Canada, but in America, we got a midterm election coming up, and it's life or death. It's the end of America, or we're going to build back based on this election. And, of course, we're all worried about a World War III breaking out because of Ukraine and Russia and because of China and Taiwan. And so there's a lot of reasons why people are distracted and they're in financial trouble and the economy's on the verge of collapse and the borders are open and everybody's worried about the vaccines for their kids. And we've got all that going on, so nobody's paying attention. Why should they pay attention to what's happening in Iran, Nikki?
Great question. First and foremost, I'm praying with you and all your fellow patriots that you have a great big red tsunami next Tuesday and that you wash these evil folks out of office and good patriotic Americans will come be back in office and you'll take your country back. So that's my prayer for you.
Thank you.
So why should you care about what's going on in Iran? I'll tell you why. Because the people of Iran, unlike the people of most of the rest of the Middle East, are actually very sympathetic and friendly to the United States. When 9/11 happened, the people in Iran were protesting in favor of the American people and saying, America, Americans, we are with you. We're sorry that folks have died. While in the rest of the Middle East, folks were celebrating that 9/11 had happened. Okay, so that's one reason. Secondly, I'll tell you what happened. A few weeks ago, there was a young woman, 22 years old. Her name was Mahsa Amini. And she was outdoors, committing a crime, quote unquote, of having her hair partially uncovered. The law in Iran is if you're a woman, you cannot go outside with your hair or your skin showing. The morality police took her, beat her to death for this, Wayne. And after that happened, Iranian girls, ages 13 to 18, and young women, they've been going out in the streets fighting with armed thugs with guns, asking for their rights, burning their hijabs, their head coverings, and asking for their rights. This is the purest example of people around the world behaving like America's patriots have back in 1776 and asking for nothing more than their simple rights. And over 200 of these teenage girls and young women have been murdered by the regime's thugs. You think about this. These folks, you know, they're going up against one of the most vicious anti-American dictatorships in the world. prior to the Islamic Revolution, Iran was a pro-Western, pro-American country. It was under the benevolent dictatorship of the Shah. Now it is under the dictatorship, the tyranny of some evil people who hate the United States, hate the West, and want to see it destroyed.
But you understand.
Are standing in the breach against these folks.
But you understand, we, the American people, can't do anything. All that we can do is we can have a leader who does something, and we don't have a leader who does something because our leader is a feckless fool with dementia who has no idea what's going on around him, who belongs in a nursing home, and he has taken no stand whatsoever on what's happening in Iran. And every stand he takes all over the world is the wrong stand at all times. This guy's on the wrong side, Biden, of every single issue. So the idea that you're going to get any help from this administration is probably zero. As a matter of fact, John Kerry is like a big best friend of the Iranians.
Guys.
You know that Kerry's a friend of the Iranians.
We're going to get nothing from Biden.
Yeah, nothing.
He wants to cut a deal with them. But listen, he wants to cut a deal with them. But we've right now so far shamed people like Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey to sign an open letter decrying what's happening in Iran. I want to see Republican lawmakers basically stand up on the floor of the Congress and in the state houses and say, we stand with the people of Iran, we deplore what's happening in Iran, and the American people stand with the Iranian people. And I want to see someone like President Trump, who I know is going to declare for office within 3 or 4 days after the midterms, I'd like to see him get up and say that. And I want to see as many Americans as possible, because the American people are good people. Americans are a moral, noble people, to stand up, go on Twitter, go on social media, write to your congressman, write to your senator, write to your governor and say, hey, stand with these folks. Stand with these young women. These young women are brave. They are fighting, bleeding, and dying for freedom. And when people are unfree anywhere, if people in one country are unfree, honestly, people in every country are unfree. And we've got to take a stand, at least morally, to say that we believe in this and we want these people to be free. That's all I'm asking for.
And Nicky, I agree with you.
Moral support. You have no idea.
I agree with you.
How much courage you give people.
Nicky, I agree with you, but you do understand the people of America feel like we are unfree. We feel like we have a corrupt, despotic administration that, like a communist or Nazi administration, is using the powers of the DOJ and the FBI to arrest and persecute and intimidate patriotic Americans and opponents of this administration. We feel like your guy Trudeau in Canada is a despot and a Nazi and a communist, and he's doing to your people in Canada. Forget about your Iranian people. Your Canadian people, that, you know, maybe even twice as bad as Biden. So there's terrible things going on in the United States and Canada, and that's probably why there just hasn't been enough support for the Iranian people in trouble, because your country and my country are in trouble.
100%. 100%, Wayne. All that's true. But I'm telling you, when people find out about this, when they see the story, their hearts are touched. When they see a picture of this young 22-year-old woman who was murdered, when they see the photos of the 13, 14, and 15-year-old girls being murdered by these folks, their hearts go out to them and they stand up and they speak, because the American people are good. The Canadian people are good. The leader of the opposition party in Canada, Pierre Poilievre, went to a demonstration in Ottawa in favor of the Iranian people, addressed the crowd, and he said that if he were to be elected, he's going to put the Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC, on a terrorist list. They're going to officially be declared a terrorist organization. He's going to take all kinds of other actions to basically make it harder for the Iranian regime to raise money and operate in Canada. And he's going to lead a moral charge at the United Nations against this government. That was just so uplifting to us. We just want to see some good Republicans do the same. I'd love to see Adam Laxalt do that. I'd love to see Joe Lombardo make the stand for that. I'd love to see Mehmet Oz, who's originally from Turkey, you know, a next-door neighbor of Iran's, do that. I'd love to see the great Donald J. Trump listen to this show and say, hey, I saw this crazy dude, Nikki Ballou, and he's right, and I'm going to stand up and say, we stand with the people of Iran. Go on Truth Social and put one of those beautiful Truth Social-style tweets out there. I'd love to see Wayne Allen Root, you know, in addition to having Nikki Ballou on the show, say, hey, the people of Iran, the young women of Iran deserve our support, deserve our hearts, deserve our love. Because you know what? Back in the old Soviet Union, Anatole Sharansky, who became Nathan Sharansky and an Israeli cabinet minister later, said that nothing gave those dissidents more hope and more courage than having someone smuggle in a little radio and listening to Ronald Reagan's speeches calling the Soviet Union an evil empire. Man, I'd love to see Wayne Allyn Root and Donald J. Trump deliver a speech calling the Iranian regime an evil empire.
Well, they are. We know they are.
Played in some Iranian
prison. We agree.
And they're going to say, I'm hearing Donald Trump and Wayne Allyn Root say this, and that's going to give me courage not to fall down and die when these people beat me up. That's all. That's all I'm asking for, man.
I got it, Nikki. I got it. I'm with you. I'm with you. Nikki's the co-author of my book. He's the greatest. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Buck. You hear what a champion of freedom this man is. What a champion of tolerance versus intolerance. What a champion of democracy versus despots. Nikki Ballou is from Ontario, Canada. It's Wayne Allyn Root. Nikki Ballou is the author of The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. You see now with the fire he's got and the passion he's got, why I made him the co-author of my book. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate all you do. We appreciate the fight of the Iranian people and the Iranian girls, the Iranian women, the young women. I'm with you. I stand with the young women of Iran. Use this clip. Wayne Allyn Root stands with the young women of Iran who are giving their life, who are dying in the streets because the terrible despots of Iran are willing to kill their own citizens to cling to power. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. And get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to my show, Wayne L. Root, Raw and Unfiltered, from Las Vegas, Nevada, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas and broadcast all over the United States by USA Radio as well as by Lindell TV. If you're listening on USA Radio, you can watch me on Lindell TV. All you have to do is go to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. And you click on Lindell TV 2, and I'm on every day at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. It replays every day on Lindell TV 1 at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. And if you are watching right now on Lindell, all you have to do to listen to me on USA is go to either my website, rootforamerica.com, root, R-O-O-T, for Wayne Root, rootforamerica.com, or you go to usaradio.com, and you can hear my show. Just click to listen live now. Some other big stories that are out there. Political prisoner Catherine Engelbrecht, you remember her from True the Vote. She's in prison. She delivers an update from federal prison after spending 2 days in solitary confinement. This is what's going on in America. This is what I meant. This is why I'm leading off this story right after Nikki, right? Nikki's talking about Iran, and I understand why he feels he needs with such passion. What a wonderful guy. How he feels. You could see how he feels about his country, his former country. He's now a Canadian, and he loves America, but he still feels like he's an Iranian. And he's got such passion in defense of the Iranian people and the Iranian women and the Iranian girls who are fighting for freedom. And I told him, what did I say? So much bad stuff's gone on in America, and they're treating us like we're political enemies. Look at Biden's speech of 2 nights ago. We are political enemies in our own country now. And he's coming to get us. He's coming to put us in prison, even though we've never done anything wrong in our lives. Can you imagine taking people who've never done anything wrong in their life, trumped up charges, frame them, rig it, and then put them in prison, even though they've never committed a violent act in their lives, never ripped anybody off in their lives, versus all the people that consider themselves to be Democrats who are career criminals and thugs and murder people and rape people and rob people, and you have Soros-backed DAs, you let them all out. They get out right away. My God, this is America. Federal Judge Kenneth Hoyt on Monday held True the Vote founder Catherine Engelbrecht and True the Vote investigator Greg Phillips in contempt of court over their refusal to identify a confidential informant who helped them obtain information that led to discovery and later evidence that East Lansing, Michigan-based election software company Konak was storing election-related data on servers in China. And the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has accused you of stealing personal identifying information of poll workers. You, YU, is the guy who was the CEO of this Koenig company. The office alleged such data was stored on servers in China in violation of Koenig's contract with the Los Angeles County. So, Superior Court of Los Angeles County Judge Victoria Wilson ruled that you should be released on $500,000 bond to remain under house arrest until his next hearing, which is set for November 17th, and ordered to remain in Los Angeles County and wear an ankle monitor. But meanwhile, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, who uncovered the scam and uncovered this treason against America, are in prison in solitary confinement. They're the duo that was behind the bombshell documentary by Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 Mules, that used geofencing data to uncover an alleged massive ballot harvesting operation in several key states across the United States. They were taken in custody, this wonderful duo, Engelbrecht and Phillips, by U.S. Marshals, and are currently being held in solitary confinement. Yesterday, the courageous and faith-filled Catherine Engelbrecht delivered a message from her prison cell. Today, she released another recorded statement from her jail cell explaining how she was moved out of solitary confinement, an 8x10 cinder block jail cell without lighting. My God, contribute to her legal fund. Go find Catherine Engelbrecht's legal fund somewhere on the internet. Find it and contribute, because this is just absolutely disgusting and disgraceful. And speaking of disgusting and disgraceful, Biden announces he's going to shut down coal plants across America in the middle of a major energy crisis, and says General Motors has committed to going all electric by 3035. There's no possible way you can go all electric. As a matter of fact, California right now, less than 1% of Californians have electric cars. And during the summer, you got warned that if you try to charge your cars, you shouldn't charge them at all. Because if you tried to charge them, the electric grid would go down for less than 1%. Can you imagine if the whole country went electric? The grid can't handle it. Idiocy. Idiocy. All right, I got lots more to say. I'll finish up on my radio show. Head to usaradio.com now as my Lindell show ends. Head to usaradio.com or rootforamerica.com for the rest of my commentary. I've got a lot more to say, and in the next hour, I'll be live on USA Radio. By the way, the sponsor of this segment was Trump MSA. Remember that name, TrumpMSA.com. TrumpMSA.com. Go there. If you're 65 or older and you're on Medicare or about to register on Medicare, go to TrumpMSA.com. Almost nobody knows this. Trump signed an executive order as president when he was in office to improve Medicare with MSA, medical savings accounts. And Obamacare's HMOs pay you nothing if you go out of network. With Trump MSA, enrollees have the freedom to use doctors and hospitals of their choice anywhere they want. It's federal law, and on January 1st, once you sign up, you get thousands of dollars deposited in your account from the federal government, but there's only days left to enroll. December 7th is the last day you can enroll. Trump MSAs enjoy tax-free deposits, growth, and withdrawals. Enroll at TrumpMSA.com. TrumpMSA.com, brought to you by Griner Insurance. We'll see you all on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.